Welcome to the Business and Leadership Channel. My name is Michelle Boulay, and I'm so honored to be a sponsor here at this amazing conference because it's my passion to help you connect to your own inner leader and let that transform the businesses and relationships you create. I'm a life coach and healer and an internationally recognized award-winning dance artist. And dancing taught me to listen to my own inner voice and let that guide me to my success. A very common thing that happens for business owners, creatives, and leaders is that you're so close to your next goal or breakthrough and then you stop. Doubt kicks in, worry, procrastination, fear, overwhelm, which kill growth in your business and creative process. So I'm giving a talk here on Saturday, October 24th, where you'll learn tools so that you can show up with clarity and belief in yourself and your ideas, consistency to keep showing up, and the embodied and intellectual understanding to move you gracefully through the challenges you'll meet as you grow, as you go for your goals. If you can't make it live, pick up your phone now, go to Instagram or Facebook, find me, follow me, and DM me the word success, and I'll send you the free resource I'll be sharing at my presentation. It's also in the show notes. However, I do recommend you attend live here or at my main stage presentation to get the full scope of what I'll be sharing to help you realize your creative dreams. And now, please enjoy this next presentation.
Lisa is a certified leadership coach. She has 20 plus years dedicated to human potential. Her practice is rooted in coactive, somatics, neuroscience, and behavior transformations. Lisa has also been awarded the Deloitte Bold Leader Award. And she also loves animals and walking her dog on the beach and in the forest. So welcome, Lisa. What an honor.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm so happy to be here with you, Joe, and everybody else. A big thank you to everyone who has taken the time to either get up early or stay up late to be here with us live in the session. It's lovely to have you all here. I'll admit, I am not a morning person, so it's Sunday morning where I'm at right now. And so I recognize my energy is slightly different than what it normally is, but that's okay. This is also a part of leadership, is just, you know, recognizing where you're at and working with whatever it is that's available to you. I'm joining you here from Haarlem in the Netherlands, here from my lovely living room. You may hear my dogs in the background, or you may feel their energy, you may feel their presence with us. So just wanted to make a note of that. I'm going to go ahead and share my slides with you because I decided to put together a few things. Hopefully everybody can now see this on their screen. So here we are, leadership in me, what my body tells me about leadership, and how to unleash your power. Because there's something really interesting that happens to us in leadership spaces. And it's related a little bit to what the sponsor, Michelle Boulay, was speaking to. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. What I want to start with is actually a really important message that I want everyone to remember, whether you're here with us live or you're watching back this recording. This is so important in the leadership space. Everyone is welcome and everyone belongs. So tuck that in the back of your mind. Hold on to that while we go through this journey. So I'm curious for you guys, what is leadership? What does leadership mean to you? And maybe just take a moment to close your eyes. For those of you who are visual and need a sort of a visual aid, here's just, you know, the word leadership. No colors, no anything. Close your eyes if you need to. And just breathe in. What do you notice for yourself You hear the word leadership. Where does it hit you in your body? Where do you feel it? What sort of energy does it have for you? So just take a breath in, remembering what you need to remember about that. And if you need to, write it down for yourself, make a note on a piece of paper or on your computer, just what the word leadership evokes for you. What energy, where does it hit you in your body? And now I want you to stand up. I'll stand up with you. I'll move my computer. Go ahead and stand up and plant your feet firmly on the ground. Shift your weight a little bit. And now give your best leadership pose. What is this embodiment of leadership that you feel just based upon the word? What does this look like for you? Does it look like standing strong with your hands on your hip, or does it look like your arm going out, going forth? What is the pose that leadership, just the word, gives to you? What do you notice as you move your body into this position? So just take a moment to close your eyes and just bookmark what this feels like, what's happening to your body. You go to move into this leadership pose. Okay, and go ahead and sit down, get comfortable again. And I'm curious if some of you just want to put in the chat box, what is that? What energy came forth for you? What did you notice you felt in your body? And what's, you know, the bottom line in just two or three words? What's the story that you tell yourself about leadership? Strong and connected, being fully me, friendly, open, standing straight but soft, upward and forward posture. I can be bigger than me. I love that. That's wonderful. Strength, dependability, responsibility, belief, humility. No fear, acceptance of highs and lows, feet firmly planted, grounded, warm aliveness, grounded inner force, positive energy. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to read so many really grounded and positive pieces about leadership. Because that really is, you know, those are forces of leadership. Feeling grounded, feeling really present, feeling that bit of you that is bigger, bigger than your body, bigger than yourself. So I'm so happy to hear that the people who are here live with us this morning are feeling that is what leadership evokes in them. Because so often, and the reason I originally designed this presentation is as I became a leadership coach, And as I stepped out of my corporate career, I literally hit the brick wall running 100 miles an hour in my corporate career. Found myself in a massive burnout after having, you know, tried a number of things. I was really doing my best and just hit the end of it, hit the end of my resources, hit my limit. And I had to take a step back to really consider what was serving me and what was not serving me, what was working, what was not working. And as I took a step back from my life at that moment in time, I realized that I was really out of touch with my own authentic leadership. I had taken on and had started to embody a huge amount of leadership archetypes, information, clutter that comes from the outside world about what leadership is supposed to be, what it's supposed to look like. And that was when my coaching journey started. And I started using many more embodiment techniques, started to realign my own body, realign myself with my own being and who I am. And after I completed that personal journey and I stepped into leadership coaching, because leadership was something that really came forth to me as a core part of my being and an important piece. And I started going to networking events and conferences, and back when we could meet people face to face, which unfortunately we can't right now thanks to COVID-19. But I started noticing that when I would introduce myself as a leadership coach, many people would have one of two major reactions. The first one was often kind of a shrinking back, people making themselves smaller, and they could literally see themselves like physically shrinking back and coming up with all the reons of why it is that they like leadership, but they're not yet a leader, or they're working towards becoming a leader. They are trying, or they want, but not really stepping into it and not owning the clarity of their own leadership. So that was the first reaction, kind of a shrinking back. The second broad stroke reaction to leadership, and just really the word, was people puffing up, putting on the armor, saying, well, I'm a leader and this is what I've done. And these are all of the things. I've led so many hundreds of people and so much in budget, and I've worked here and I've worked there. And I could just see them sort of putting on the armor, and they're talking about all of these achievements and things that also aren't leadership. Because leadership isn't small and asking and shrinking. Leadership also isn't puffing up and putting on the armor and being strong and proving, you know, let me show you how strong I am and how big my muscles are. Nothing to do with leadership. And so I started getting curious about this and what was going on. And what I started noticing is there are a lot of archetypes, a lot of ideas about leadership. You know, a lot of times just the word itself can evoke all sorts of things. You know, you see, it's funny, as I've traveled around the world, I've Googled leadership in different places, in different countries where I've been. And oftentimes these have been the images that are the first images that pop up, you know. Lions and strong men, men in ties, men with guns, animals fighting, strong animals, women sometimes with doubt or fighting. It's fascinating to see kind of these archetypes that show up just with the word of leadership and how that, you know, the physical expression of it. It's also interesting to see, even here in the embodiment conference, of all of the different channels that are here, leadership leadership is the dark one. It's sort of this anthracite gray. It's not quite black, but of all the others, we have all these beautiful, vibrant colors, you know, these golden browns and greens and pinks and greens that, you know, are full of life and energy. And then somehow even the leadership and business channel gets sort of painted with this darker, heavier color. So often leadership has this heaviness to it, right? This heaviness that doesn't actually belong here. So let's go ahead and stand up for just a second. And I think some of you have already, maybe you've done this in some of the other sessions, but let's do a quick zebra shake. Let's shake that off. Shake your body and get rid of that, you know, that heavy energy, all of those archetypes. Move your body and just come back into alignment. If you need to, you know, pat yourself to help loosen any tension. Stretch your face. I don't know if you got to see Mandy Blake's session where sometimes stretching your face and just making funny faces and even yawning can help lighten and loosen some of that stuff that gets stuck in our bodies, right? Some of the things that just really weigh us down and we get really stuck in. Because all of that stuff it's a bias. It's a leadership bias. It's cultural clutter. It's stuff that comes from the media. It comes from our parents. It comes from our education. It comes from, you know, all of these terrible images often that show up. The depictions of leadership in movies, what we see in our political landscape. And those things have nothing to do with leadership. They just help inform our bias, our brains, because they are so fabulous at absorbing a lot of information very, very quickly. They also categorize things and they create these shortcuts. And with all of that cultural clutter that shows up about what leadership is, it makes a shortcut to, oh, all of these negative things, being strong, being rigid. And that has absolutely nothing to do with the real space of leadership. So what does good leadership really look like? I'm curious to hear from you guys, what does really good leadership look like to you? What are the characteristics? What are the words you associate with it? What are the feelings? You can just pop that in the chat. Love in action, authenticity, showing up, curious, inspiring, motherhood, fatherhood. I love that. Those are two leadership positions that are so often forgotten. Respect, resilience, compassion, seeing and hearing people. Yeah. Courage, authenticity, ownership, inclusion. Proactive. I love that. The marriage of the masculine and feminine. Yeah. Yeah. Oftentimes it really is a balance of those energies, right? Empowering, alignment, curiosity, being able to look at oneself. Yeah. Self-reflection is a huge part of leadership. Telling without saying, just being. Seeing the forest, something you look up to, awareness and feeling, yeah. Yin and yang, yeah, That's similar to the feminine and the masculine energy balance. It's, you know, it's not just one or the other. Truth holder. Yeah. Willing to do the inner work. Yeah. Yeah. A big yes to that. And encouraging initiatives. Yeah. Really nice. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And what we know from the research is these are the top 9 qualities of really effective leadership. There's vulnerability. So there's that, just that raw humanness, the willingness to share important things about you. Curiosity. Connected. And that, I think a lot of what we saw in the comments were pieces about being connected to yourself. So that's the self-awareness, that's the self-reflection. And there's also the being connected to others and being connected to your environment. You know, the connectedness is on, it's a multidimensional connectedness. It's what I call in my leadership practice, the me, the we, and the us of it. So it's what's going on with you, what's going on with the people and things that you're in relationship with, whether that be humans or animals. Because I know we have a lot of people who also do work with animals, just as I do. And then your environment, you know, what is it that's coming in from the field? What is it that you're picking up on from the spaces around you? Authentic. So that's the shedding of the either the narrative of not enough or let me prove to you, the armoring up. It's really just the grounded authenticity. Vision. Having vision, being able to put yourself forward, put your ideas forward, further what's important to you and empower the people around you to help further what's important to them. Having that forward vision, while at the same time also being present. You know, this piece of being present in the moment, being grounded. You know, a lot of what we heard in the beginning as well, feeling grounded and aligned. Empathy. Empathy is an incredibly important part of leadership. And again, it's that, it's a part of the connectedness. There's a strong relationship between the connectedness and the empathy. Empathy, of course, we know the difference between it and sympathy is being able to imagine what somebody might be feeling without maybe having experienced it yourself. So it's being able to step out of your own experience and transcend into understanding and being able to listen to, hear another and accept their experience as real and valid. And then we also have self-regulation. I think I won't go in depth because there have been so many amazing speakers here at the conference who have already spoken about self-regulation, have spoken about the neuroscience, you know, Dan Siegel, Bessel van der Kolk, Amanda Blake, so many, so much amazing research out there about self-regulation and how to align yourself and self-regulate, how to notice, you know, and Gaber Mate and his work on trauma, how to deal with that. Leaders are able to recognize that, recognize what's happening for themselves in the moment and align, self-regulate, and self-regulate with vulnerability. So it's not about, you know, pushing it away, shoving it aside and going, oh, no, I'm feeling this, but I'm going to push it aside so that I can be a leader. I'm going to recognize and self-regulate and observe my emotions, observe what is happening inside of me, be with it in a vulnerable way and share it. And then the bottom line of a lot of this is EQ, emotional intelligence. You know, really, really being able to tune into your own emotions, the emotions of others, it ties into pretty much all of these various pieces that come out of the research. I won't go into questions about these particular pieces right now, but if you do have questions about the relationship between some of these things, feel free to pop that question in, and we'll get to those in just a little bit. Because I want to go into a short visualization that will help you create a shortcut to your space of inner leadership. And even if the word leadership doesn't resonate for you, you can give it another name. You can call it your sage. You can call it your inner wisdom. I have a client who wanted to call it his scout. That was what resonated for him. So let's take just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing my screen for just a moment, because you actually don't need to see anything for this. Go ahead and stand up for yourself. I'll stand with you and close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And as you let it out, just feel your feet on the floor. Wiggle your toes. Find all the toes on your left foot, all the toes on your right foot. By the way, just in the name of inclusion, if there's anybody who isn't able to stand for any reason, that's fine. You can also just connect with the parts of your body that are available to you. So feel your feet grounded. Just do a quick body check-in. Align yourself, sway your hips back and forth, your shoulders back and forth, loosen them for a moment so you can find your alignment, find your inner balance. And just notice what's in your feet. Let your attention flow up through your legs, into your knees, through your thighs and your hips. And into your belly. Notice what's there. Notice what's in your gut, in your stomach. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe your bladder's full. Just notice it. Now let your attention flow up into your heart. You breathe in and out slowly. Notice your heart. Is it beating fast or slow? What's inside your heart? Notice what's there. Is there a longing, sense of fulfillment? And just notice it. Take a deep breath in. Noticing how it feels as your lungs expand and contract. And let your attention flow up your back, into your shoulders, down your arms, into your fingertips, wiggling your fingertips together. Touch them just enough that you can feel the ridges of your fingerprints. Now let your hands relax and let your attention flow back up your arms into your neck, releasing any tension you might have. Relaxing the muscles over the top of your skull and your forehead, your ears, relaxing your eyes, your eyelids, your cheeks, your jaw, your mouth, and your tongue. Now take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, release any remaining tension you may have in your body. And another deep breath in. This time, stepping into your imagination. Let yourself go. Let yourself go deeper. Let your imagination take you to a place that is completely safe. Just make it up, sense it, see it, feel it. It's all fine. As you imagine this place, look around. What do you notice? Whatever you see or imagine is exactly as it should be. Wherever you are in this safe place, look around. Notice what's around you. Notice the light. Maybe it's your favorite time of day. Is it warm and bright? Or maybe soft and gentle? Notice the colors and the hues. Notice the sounds. Notice what you hear in this safe place. Maybe the sounds of birds, maybe water, maybe something else. Now reach out and touch something, a twig, a stone, a silk of grass, the softness of a leaf, whatever is available to you. Notice the feeling on your skin. Now notice what smells are here in this safe place. The smell of the earth after rain. Maybe the salt of the ocean. Maybe something familiar. Whatever it is, breathe it all in. Let it come so alive, you can almost taste it. As you walk around and get to know this safe place, you hear the sound of someone or something approaching. There's a sense of excitement in the air. You're about to meet someone special. And now they come into view. Your inner leader walks towards you, eager to meet you. As they approach, notice, what do they look like? Is it maybe a person, an animal, a shape, maybe just an energy? Whatever it is, just notice their form. What stands out about your inner leader? What is their particular style? Are they big or small? Light or dark? What is it like being with your inner leader? This is the leader that exists with you, your inner authority, the one who believes in you completely and unconditionally, and no matter what, holds you tenderly with gentleness and infinite compassion. This is the part of you that is grounded and can see quickly what is needed and how to best move forward. This is the part of you that is unshakable, dedicated, and unwavering. Your inner leader has always been here, and now you have access to each other in a new in conscious way. Now find a place in your safe space to be with each other for a short conversation. Feel free to sit down, go on a walk together, or just look out at the view. Now ask your leader the following questions and listen carefully to the answers. Ask, what do you want for me? And what do you know about my purpose? How can I connect easily with your wisdom? Now notice they have a gift for you. Receive their gift. What is it? What do you notice about it? Hold it in your hands and ask, what would you like me to know about this gift? And now, as this meeting draws to a close, thank each other, knowing you can be with your inner leader at any time you choose. Your inner leader is here to support you in your journey of living your life in the truest way possible. Now take a deep breath, remembering what you need to remember. And another deep breath, returning to the space and time. Wiggle your fingers and your toes, your hands and your arms, Go ahead and open your eyes and stretch. Move your body a little to get comfortable again. And go ahead and take a seat. We have just a little bit more than 10 minutes left. I'd like to take a moment to pause here for just a few questions, either questions that we had from before about what the research tells us about leadership, or questions that you may have about what came forth to you in this visualization, what you experienced, what your body felt, what came forth. So I see someone is asking if it's possible to get a script of this. Yes, I can send the wording of this visualization so you guys can use it in case you weren't able to get into it at this particular moment of time. Yeah, and as well for the people who arrived late. Yeah, and as Joe is saying, if you have questions, feel free to put it into the Q&A, or you can raise your electronic hand on the panel on the little bar at the bottom of your screen, and we can give you space to voice your question. So we have one question. How is this used with your clients? And is this used for one-on-one sessions only? So yeah, Kenlin, that's I'm going to assume that your first name is Kenlin. Apologies if that's an incorrect assumption. I use this visualization both in team coaching as well as individual sessions. It is a really useful tool that I use with my clients to give greater consciousness to the energy of your inner leader by literally physically standing up, embodying parts of it, going to this safe place. For some people, different things arrive. I've had some clients where there's a lot of fear that will show up. That gives you something to work with. That tells you a little bit about what's getting in the way. For people who have a powerful experience, that gives you something to help anchor them in the embodiment, the energy of their inner leader. So when they are in a space of overwhelm or confusion, lacking clarity, you can help anchor them in this. It gives you a place to go back to. So if we go back to what we know about the research and what I mentioned about self-regulation, this embodiment of the inner leader helps with the self-regulation. It helps with the presence. It helps with vision. So really using this as a tool to evoke consciousness and a place for people to go back to when all of the stuff of daily life, the overwhelm, the confusion sets in. Ah, and I see, yeah, Dee Williams is the business owner. Thank you. So thanks, Dee. That was a great question. How do you make sure you stay true to your own definition of leadership in a world that rewards only certain traits of leadership? So that's a really good question. There are two parts to that question, actually, that I will separate out. One is, I'll call out the limiting belief that's embedded in rewards only certain traits of leadership. Because that's not entirely true. When we show up as ourselves and we show up as a true leader and as our authentic self, the world accepts it, engages with it, and allows you space to express that. So it isn't only certain traits of leadership, often, especially when you ground yourself, you know, when this really, your own most authentic inner leadership that is genuinely grounded, that is genuinely connected, is expressed, you'll find that opportunities that you thought were previously closed to yourself open up. So I would encourage, you know, letting go of the only reward certain things. I used to have that as a part of my belief system as well. And that's a part of how it is that I personally burned out. I thought that leadership needed to look a certain way, particularly in the corporate environment. And what I know now is that is not true. And I'm so thankful to be able to get to spend my days with, I still work very much in the corporate space. I work with healers. I work with entrepreneurs. I work with people in business still. I have CEOs who I have lay down on their office floor and do all sorts of fun and wonderful things. And I do that because I know that it serves them. I believe in it. You know, is this something that anybody would have ever, you know, if you'd told me that 10 years ago, would I have believed it? Probably not, but I know better now. So I know to let go of those limiting beliefs. Staying true to your own definition, it's about staying grounded and staying connected in connection with this sense of inner leadership. Another question is, do you think grounded is related with facing our shadows? Yeah, certainly a part of being grounded is recognizing those shadows. Recognizing when they're present and recognizing how it is that they are serving you and how it is that they are not serving you. So that is definitely a part of being grounded, being present, being connected. So I think we're hitting the end of the questions that are here in this space. Certainly, you know, as you watch this back on the recording or as you come across other questions, feel free to reach out to me. Feel free to email me. My email is lisa@leadershiplabs, that's with an s.eu. Or you can find me on social media. I'm mainly on Facebook and LinkedIn. So feel free to always reach out and ask any questions you may have. I just want to go back to, I'm going to go back to sharing these slides for just a moment. Because this space of the inner leader, this conscious access that you now have to the space of your inner leadership and the embodiment of your inner leader, whatever shape or form that may have taken for you, it's a part of what will help guide you down your path, down your most true, authentic path in life. It becomes a part of your internal compass and becomes an important part of how you stay connected to yourself, to your true purpose, and to where you most want to go, and helps keep all of that external clutter that we're constantly bombarded with out. Because we are, let's be honest, we're bombarded 24 hours a day practically. You know, whether it be stuff that shows up on our phones, shows up in the media, shows up from our parents, sometimes even our friends and our family. You know, staying in touch with this embodiment of your own inner leader is important to your path. Because leadership isn't only in your brain. It isn't only what you think. It isn't only what you know. It isn't only, you know, what this tiny little nugget that lives between your ears has to say. Leadership is something that is in your entire body, your whole body, and it's an energy. It's this energy that helps you stay connected with yourself, with the core of who you are, with what is in your heart, what is in your gut. It's the energy that connects you to other people and to your environment. And most importantly, you know, I call myself a leadership practitioner because leadership is a practice. It's not a mindset only. It's not only a way of being. It's not a set of knowledge. It's not only a set of skills. It's a genuine practice. So just like mindfulness, meditation, all of these other things that this conference has really brought to life, it's a practice that you need to integrate into your daily life and go back to when you feel out of alignment, when you feel disrupted, when you feel hijacked. And it's a genuine practice. And I'll leave you with this. We know, of course, here we are in 2020. It's been a really rough year. And a lot of people have been saying, oh, why is it so hard? Well, what if this is the gift of 2020? What if 2020 is the year we've been waiting for? A year so uncomfortable, so raw, it forces us to grow. A year that screams so loudly, we finally awaken from our slumber. A year we finally accept the change we need, declare change, work for change, become the change. A year we finally band together instead of pushing apart. What if 2020 isn't canceled, but rather the most important year of them all? I'll leave you with that thought, because the one thing that I know is your leadership, all of those beautiful things that live inside of you, your groundedness, your energy, they are needed in the world now more than ever before. It is time for people like the people who are here in this space, who are listening to this, who are near and dear to you, time for them to step into their leadership and start taking up that space so we can get rid of all of the social clutter. We can get rid of all of the toxic things that continually pop up. Charading as leadership, but not real leadership. We need each and every single one of you to please take your space. Let your inner leader loose. Let them come alive. Let your vision and purpose come forth. It's important. We need to take our space now. Stop stepping aside from all of the falsehoods, all of the broken archetypes of leadership. Let real leadership come to life now. So that's my invitation to you. I'd like to leave you all with a gift for anybody here now, either live in the session or listening to this recording. Feel free to reach out to me for a free 1 hour coaching session. We can either build on what you got from this visualization or look at what are the other things in your leadership that you either want to grow or the things that are getting in your way, so that we can unlock them, so that you really can step into your space of leadership. The one that you own, the one that is most important to you, because we need that. Thank you. Thank you everyone for being here and for participating. Greatly appreciated. And Joe, I think we are at our time. You asked me to wrap up at about 5 minutes beforehand. So I think we've run just on time.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Well, you've just changed my whole perception. I've just loved that presentation, honestly. I wish I'd known you 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
It's never too late to start. The practice of leadership is always available, always.
And that's such a generous offer that you're giving all the viewers here. That is tremendous. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
So I have a few announcements for everyone, and then we're going to come back to Lisa for the final word. So this is the last day of the conference, so you can continue your conversation about Lisa's presentation or anyone else's presentations. We have the coffee shops available that you can get from the portal, and there should be a link going into the chat just now. Please go and visit them, make friends, support one another. It's just a community, a brilliant community. There is the Facebook group, which will be for business and leadership. There's also other Facebook groups. Get involved with them all. It's an amazing experience for everyone. So just like all the other sessions, Lisa's will be available now for the next 48 hours for free. But please consider treating yourself to buy the library or even just one channel. I understand it's hard to choose one channel. But maybe you can get together with a few other friends and get the whole library. After today now, it's going to be double the price. It's in a beautiful format for finding your favourite presenters going back. You can have study groups because there's lists, study lists. You can have in audio so you can carry on with your business and still listen to it. And you know, for the people that have bought it, it's made it available to the people that can't afford it so that everyone can get a taste of this. This work is so vital. The work of Lisa, the work of the 1,000+ people that we've had on here. I've been so inspired, and I'm sure you have too. And I thank you all for coming today. It's been a pleasure. Even if it's just seeing names, it's been wonderful. And so now, Lisa, it's back to you for your top tip for staying embodied.
Yeah, top tip for staying embodied in your leadership. Come home to you. Whenever you're feeling lost and overwhelmed, make the space, take the time to come home to you and genuinely know that what you feel inside, the space of your inner leader, is important.
Absolutely beautiful. I thank you so much. And it's just been such a pleasure for me. And I'm sure a pleasure for everyone else.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for hosting. And thank you so much to all of the people in the background doing all of the technical support. And thank you everybody for coming and listening and joining us. Really appreciate it. And as Joe said, please join the community. There are so many amazing people. Join the community and, you know, let's keep this going. Let's not let this be the last day of global embodiment.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, everyone.